You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching entitled Changing Your Life. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about how to change your life forever, and we've begun to talk about how God is planning on bringing forth change in your life, or how this is the way the kingdom of God operates as far as change coming. And again, let me just say this. It doesn't matter what kind of change it is. It doesn't matter whether it's spiritually, growing spiritually. It doesn't matter whether it's in your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions. It doesn't matter whether it's physically in your body. It doesn't matter whether it's in your finances. It doesn't matter within you socially, your influence, the people that you have relationships with. In every one of these areas, there is one common component, and that is God's methodology. And the way he brings forth change is to sow his word, and then that word to produce a harvest in you or in your situation. Okay. Now, if you've missed any part of what I've said, you can go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com, and our partners have made it possible for you to receive these materials absolutely free. You can listen to them over and over and over again. So, and thank you, partners, for making that possible. But, and you're going to need to get a hold of this, and you're going to need to spend some time in this so that it gets down on the inside of you. So we're talking about God's methodology and his ways of bringing forth change. Now here in Mark 4, and what's happened is Jesus has told a parable. His disciples and some other people didn't understand the parable, and so they've gone to Jesus and said, hey, can you explain this? And so he says, do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables? Again, that's how key this is to you getting a hold of this. Okay? Do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all parables? The sower sows the word. You know, sometimes we are willing to sow time, like prayer. We're willing to sow food fast. We're willing to sow finances, but we won't sow the word. You know, I believe it's true. You know, I've seen several ministers say, if you'll sow into this broadcast, I guarantee you 100-fold. You know what? I can't guarantee you 100-fold, but you can. See, if you give today, let me explain what I mean by this. And this isn't offering down the broadcast, but I think we need to get a hold of this. I can't promise you 100-fold return on your seed that you're sowing if that's all you're going to do is write a check. Now, will it have limited effect? Yes. In the ministry, yeah, obviously it'll help us pay bills. Will it have an effect in you? Yeah, because every seed ultimately produces after its own kind. That's true. I believe that, but on the other side of it, if you truly want the finances you sow to do what they're supposed to do, to return to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, to reap bountifully, if that's truly what you want, you have to sow the word with it. See, this is the reason I can't guarantee you 100-fold, because if you do nothing except write the check, there's going to be a problem. Because the word is the thing that is going to cause those finances to be multiplied to you. The word will cause that money to come. It'll cause supernatural debt cancellation. So you have to, you know, I tell people this. If you're going to give acting on the word. Because the word is going to produce the harvest. So will the word cause, if you sow, let's say you sowed $100,000 into the ministry today. Will just the money itself produce a harvest? It will produce a harvest, but it will not produce ultimate harvest, which would be a 100-fold return. Remember, there's three things listed here, 30, 60, and 100. It's not going to produce the ultimate harvest if you're not going to do something with the word, because the word has to be sown. And I encourage you, when you're even when you're going to give into this ministry, it's one of the reasons on the broadcast days, one of the reasons, or the offering days, one of the reasons we do that and teach you a little bit is so that your giving is on the basis of the word, not just on the basis of our need. Now, do we need it? Yes. We need you to give right now. We need it. But on the other side of it, I love you and I want you to receive the most you can out of this. And so I can't just ask you to give on the basis of our need. I need you to give on the basis of what the word says. Because that's the only way the sower sows the word. And it's the word that would cause the $100,000 to come back to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. People say, well, are you saying if I give, then I'm not going to receive anything? No, you'll receive something. You might receive just back equal what you gave, but that's not what the intention is. How many of you know if you plant a tomato, I don't know how I'm off on this today because this is an offering day, but you know, if you only sow one tomato seed, are you hoping that only one tomato will come back? Is that the way it's supposed to work? I sow a tomato seed, I get a tomato. I sow a tomato seed, I get a tomato. No. When you sow a tomato seed, you're planning on having a vine that's going to produce multiple tomato seeds. It's the same thing in the kingdom of God. He's not just trying to pay you tit for tat. He wants to, when you sow tat, when he sows, he wants you to give you multiple back to you. 100. Fold. That's what he wants. Okay? And so, but a lot of times people are like, well, you know, I've spent time fasting and praying. That's great, but it's the word. Pray and fast on the basis of the word, because it is the word that produces 30, 60, and 100 fold. Your prayer life will be its most productive when you pray the word, because you're sowing that very thing that God has sown into you. The word, at least that's what it should be, okay? So, I don't know how we got off on all those things. Now, let's look at this. Do you not, the sower sows the word. Today is, I like to talk about churches at least one day a week, because I do believe that you need to be a member of a strong local church. I love the fact that you listen, watch these broadcasts, and you receive. But unless I'm your pastor, okay, and by pastor I mean you're showing up in my services, right? You're in one of our churches in Port St. Lucie, Clewiston, or Palm Beach, okay, at one of the churches we're currently operating. Unless that's true, there is a person appointed to be your pastor. Now, if you're looking for a pastor, if you don't have a local church, you're in one of our areas where we don't have churches, you're welcome to contact us. But understand something. I'm going to tell you, if we don't know anybody in the area, find someone that is going to sow the word into you. Find some place that you're hearing the word on a consistent, constant basis. That the word is being accepted. And sowing doesn't mean I just read it to you. It means that it gets implanted down on the end there. You learn how to utilize it and operate in it. Okay? Now, even when you're hearing the word, some of you are going to hear the word. We're going to be in the first group. These are the sown words. These are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. You're not necessarily going to understand it, but you need to make up your mind, I'm going to understand it. We've already covered that. Go to KurtOwen.com and you can listen to them. Now, the next group is these likewise, who are the ones sown on stony ground. When they hear the word, immediately receive it with gladness. They're receiving it emotionally, right? They're getting excited about it. And they have no root in themselves. They didn't continually to water this. A lot of times the reason there's no root is because there wasn't any water. There's also no depth. Right? It's stony ground. You're not getting any depth. You're not letting it get down on the inside of you. And says this, has no root in themselves and so only endure for a time. Afterward, when tribulation or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they stumble. You know, I said this last time, and let me go back to this, especially since today we're talking about churches. There's two different types of churches out there. There's spas and there's gyms. Now, spas require very little from you. Show up. We'll feed you. We'll take care of you. We will, here, let us provide you with a concert. Here, let's provide you with food. Let's provide you with programs. All of this spa. It's all about you. Come on in here. It's all about you. But then there's a gym. You go to the gym and they say, you know what? You're not here just for your own comfort. And though this is about you and we're going to help you, we're going to help you put some things into operation, into practice. Okay? Now, which is more comfortable? At a spa, you walk in, you lay down or sit down, and you just lay there, right? In a gym, from the time you walk in the door, you're going to be active. You're going to be required to push some things around. Now, this is one of the problems that when you're picking a church, you got to watch out for, because sometimes churches are trying to keep group in number two. We just want them glad about the word they're hearing. We just want them joyful about the word they're hearing. We just want them excited. We're not going to confront them with anything. We just want everybody joyful, joyful, joyful. Listen, the Bible actually says that you must endure sound doctrine. There are certain things in the word that are not comfortable, but you still have to be confronted with them. There are certain things that don't bring gladness. Listen, when I first heard, bless those who curse me, do good to those that hate me, pray for those who spitefully use and persecute me, that didn't bring gladness. Oh, what? I'm going to walk out and all these people are just going to mistreat me and I'm just going to have to bless them? No, I ain't glad about that. Okay? Because as you go along, there's going to be certain things that are like being in a gym. There's going to be some soreness associated with it, but you need it. You need it because you need it for your growth. And that's what you want from a church. You want somebody who teaches you the word of God, that ultimately you're joyful about being there because you're hearing the good news. You're not being condemned. You're not being beat up. But then they're also demanding out of you, you exercise, because they're a gym and they want you to have the most productive life possible. Listen to Michael with these important announcements. And remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Your success and happiness is very important to all of us here at Kurt Owen Ministries. That is why we invite you to send us any prayer requests that are important to you. Kurt Owen personally prays, along with a full team of prayer partners here at Kurt Owen Ministries, for any and all of your prayer requests that we receive. If you would like us to add our faith to yours regarding anything that you would like to ask the Father for, simply write it down and send it to us either by email at connect@kurtowen.com or send a regular letter to Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Center Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. Let me repeat that. Email is connect@kurtowen.com, regular address is Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. When we receive it, we will talk with God about it with the expectation that He is faithful to His word. In Matthew 18:19, He says, if we here on earth agree regarding anything we should ask, He will do it for us. That is what we will do, so you will be able to expect your prayer to be answered. We would love to pray for your specific prayer requests. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida.